IBCM ethical bias. Delhi as civilizational licensor by 2047. From policy hub to governance purity. Operationalizing quantum SOS governance, subject object self-governance in Delhi's industrial policy. Corporate mom, corporate management orbit mission.
Copyright, corporate mom, corporate management orbit omission.
Substance over simulation. In an era where simulation masquerades as governance and automation is mistaken for wisdom, IBCM offers a different path. This is not a manifesto of a resistance. It is a manifesto of radiance, where governance is not simulated, but substantiated. The policy brief to Delhi Commission of Industry on Delhi Industry Policy 2025-2035. Executive summary. Delhi's draft industry policy 2025-2035 positions the city as a global hub for services, tech, and clean industries. The IBCM Ethical OIS framework elevates this ambition by embedding ethical coherence, valuation purity, and royalty redistribution. Together, they form the quantum SOS governance platform. Key recommendations: adoption. Formally adopt Ethical OIS as Delhi's SOS governance standard. Valuation enhancement. Recognize intangible capital, IPR and R&D as valuation drivers. Royalty redistribution. Shift from cash incentives to royalty-linked prosperity. SVR, societal value redistribution. Establish Delhi Sovereign Value Fund for welfare, innovation, civilizational development. Strategic outcome. Delhi transitions from a policy-driven industrial hub to a civilizational licensor of quantum SOS governance, aligning industry growth with societal prosperity and ethical coherence. Delhi's industrial policy. Delhi's industrial policy has undergone a major strategic shift to align with its status as a modern metropolis, focusing heavily on non-polluting, high technology, and service-oriented industries. The upcoming draft, Delhi Industrial Policy 2025-35, aims to transform the city into a global business hub by fostering innovation-driven sectors and improving the ease of doing business. It is an overview of the key components of Delhi's industry policy 2025-2035. Key objectives: shift to service and tech, promote high-tech industries including artificial intelligence, AI, big data, gaming, animation, biotechnology, IT and ITES, and professional services, BFSI. That stands for banking, financial services, and insurance. Critical areas in any city, in fact. Clean industrial ecosystem. Strictly promote non-polluting and green industries to align with environmental regulations. Number three, infrastructure upgradation. Redevelop non-conforming informal industrial clusters and enhance planned estates using public-private partnerships, PPP. Job generation. Move from low-skilled manufacturing to high-skilled knowledge-based employment, supporting the walk-to-work concept. Let me continue on the Delhi's industrial policy. Key features and initiatives. Financial incentives. A proposed rupees 400 crore venture capital fund. 50% capital reimbursement of fixed capital investment up to 50 crore rupees. And 6% interest subsidy for 5 years. GST waivers. 100% state GST reimbursement for 5 years for specific sectors. Number 3. Plug-and-play facilities. Promoting plug-and-play models in industrial areas to support startups, MSMEs, and high-tech clusters, reducing initial setup hurdles. Number 4. Simplified regulation. Setting up a single window mechanism for quick approvals with automatic sanctions for delays. The policy plans to reduce approval times and simplify GST compliance. Next, new industrial hubs. Development of modernized industrial zones in areas like Kanjiwala, Ranikhera, and Baprola, along the specialized electronics startup parks. Focus on night economy. Boosting services that operate in the evening to maximize space and productivity. Finally, on Delhi's industrial policy. Identified focus sectors. Number 1. Frontier tech, AI, data analytics, fintech and gaming. Number 2. Modern services, hospitality, research and development and healthcare. Number 3. Knowledge-based units, IT and ITES. The policy is designed to address regulatory bottlenecks such as slow registration and multiple agency approvals and is expected to be implemented through Delhi's industry policy that proposes financial incentives to promote AI fintech. Operationalizing quantum SOS governance in Delhi's industry policy. I'll give you the 4 steps ladder to Nirvana. Context setting. Delhi's policy rightly focuses on clean, high-tech and service-oriented industries. The ethical AI striker, Viksit Delhi 2047, a Delhi industry and Delhi societal benefits, transforms this ambition into a governance architecture. It ensures that every industrial act carries ethical accountability and fiscal transparency. Key recommendations, the 4 steps to Nirvana adoption. Formally adopt ethical OIS as Delhi's SOS governance standard. Number 2. Valuation enhancement. Recognize intangible capital, IPR, R&D as valuation drivers. Number 3. Royalty redistribution. Shift from cash incentives to royalty-linked prosperity. Number 4. SVR, societal value redistribution. Establish Delhi Sovereign Value Fund for welfare, innovation, civilization and development. The comparative framework. Let us visualize the 4 steps to Nirvana. Adoption, valuation enhancement, royalty redistribution and societal value redistribution. Each step is not just a policy milestone, it's a quantum leap in Delhi's ethical evolution. Let me take you the comparative framework. Dimension, Delhi Industrial Policy 2025-2035, IBCM Ethical Wire Striker, SOS Governance, and Alignment or Gap. In dimension, I am putting these 4 steps. Adoption. Delhi Industrial Policy 2025-2035 focuses on service, tech and clean industries. Simplified regulation, single window approvals, Whereas IBCM ethical wires, TRICOR SYS governance, formal adoption of ethical wires as SYS governance standard, embedding ethical accountability, which is lacking all the time. Alignment and gap. Policy emphasizes policy areas, industry policy. Ease of doing business but lacks explicit ethical wires adoption. Needs integration of governance purity. Valuation enhancement. The policy, Delhi industrial policy is incentives, venture capital fund, GST waivers, subsidies, focus on R&D and frontier tech. IBCM ethical wires, recognition of intangible capital, IPR, patents, R&D as valuation drivers. The alignment or gap, strong overlap. Delhi policy incentivizes R&D, but ethical wires adds structured valuation metrics, intellectual value capital and performance value capital. Together is called intangible value capital. That is, human-centric organizations being brought in. Then, royalty redistribution. Financial incentives or cash-based subsidies and reimbursement for the Delhi industrial policy. For IBCM, royalties linked to incremental valuation, not cash transfers. Equity-linked prosperity. Alignment and gap. Gap is that Delhi policy is transactional. Ethical OAS introduces sustainable royalty redistribution tied to growth. Finally, societal value redistribution, SVR. For Delhi industry policy, suggestion, job generation, work-to-work, night economy, a green ecosystem. IBCM ethical OAS, royalties flow into Delhi Sovereign Value Fund. Financing welfare, innovation, civilization and development for centuries to come. The gap or alignment. Policy addresses social outcomes indirectly. Ethical ways institutionalizes SVR through Sovereign Value Fund. If Norway can do it, so can Bharat. Delhi industry as a valuation engine. Under ethical wires, Delhi's industrial clusters become valuation clusters. Intangible capital, intellectual property, patents, R&D becomes measurable, tradable, and licensable. This is how Delhi's industry transforms from production to valuation. Next, Delhi society has a royalty beneficiary. Royalty redistribution ensures that prosperity flows back to society. Instead of subsidies, we link growth to valuation. Royalties on incremental value fund welfare, innovation, and civilizational development through the Delhi Sovereign Value Fund. Next, Viksit Delhi 2047 as a civilizational licensor. By 2047, Delhi must not only be a global business hub, it must be a licensor of governance purity, just as Norway's oil fund turned natural wealth into societal equity. Delhi's ethical wires will turn industrial growth into civilizational capital. Strategic recommendations. Four imperatives guide this transformation. Number one, adopt ethical wires as Delhi's SYS governance standard. Number two, integrate valuation metrics for intangible capital. Number three, implement royalty redistribution to convert growth into equity. Number four, create Delhi Sovereign Value Fund to finance welfare and innovation. Contact other people, knowledge database. vibrant Viksit Bharat 2047. If you look at any company anywhere in the world, we have a hierarchical one-man call center. You have board of directors. The most important person in a company, biomedical culture, is the CEO and the workforce. And then you have earnings. And this all, only the P&L and balance sheet. It's quite amazing how we lack the information system based on only the thing which is quantitative elements of management. Here in the CRIM report, we are looking at the corporate governance, risk management, accounting quality, management quality. There are so many factors. So this chart gives in totality all that is required for a human-centric organization structure. I'll explain to you the difference between the accounting ecosystem that we have and going toward accountability ecosystem. What is very important that we are trying to do here is establishing politics culture. In a company, we have a corporate culture. Here we are trying to bring about in Delhi Ethical OS, a policy brief that we have been discussing so far in this particular presentation. And we got to have the policies set by the state, because the Delhi, this is a proof of concept state, we have arrived at as Delhi. So if that is being analyzed, and we can see the difference between the accounting ecosystem and establish an accountability ecosystem, it is indeed the four steps to Nirvana. Take a look, the comparative analysis between the two. A comparative framework. What is prevalent today is accounting ecosystem. What I am suggesting is to accountability ecosystem. The first one, I put it in the Niti Aayog. The second one, I am putting in my own IBC Medical Wires. UCC is Uniform Corporate Code, taking into account each and every company in anywhere in the world. So there are two areas which I'd like to look at and give you the information. The philosophy of accounting ecosystem is predictive oversight, simulation-based, early warning system, systems and mission-centric. IBCM is ex-ante activation, real-time alignment of energy and goals. It is human-centric. The second feature is governance metric. Ex post facto, that's what you do, P&L and balance sheet. Object governance, based on historical data, single slit governance, this is what EII is all about, and algorithm scenarios. Whereas IBCM Ethical Voyage, live accountability, velocity rating, SOS subject, object, self, double slit governance. Double slit is important. Tracking daily growth rate, CDGR, a daily reduction rate, like an ODA match. Everlasting metrics and benchmarks, science-based, metaphysics, physics, and quantum physics. Orientation, accounting system is object-oriented, transactional, quantitative, and object governance is used. Accountability ecosystem is subject-oriented, non-transactional, qualitative, and subject governance is used. Extended to the society, self-governance is used. That's what it is, SOS. So when you look at the ethical OS, we take into account both. That is subject, object, as well as self-governance. Society becomes crucial and critical for the first time sitting on the with the board of directors. KPIs, accounting ecosystem is simulation-based oversight KPIs. KPIs is reactive, whereas accountability ecosystem, substance over simulation. N-dimensional KPIs converted into NKPIs of a single dimension impacts. Enabling GDP level transparency is proactive. primary denominator for accounting is financial capital, focuses on budget, cost, and project parts. For accountability is human energy, uses the individual's energy as the core denominator of value. Strategic goal for accounting, this risk management, is managing the horses bolting via simulation. Goals are, I would rather say not several, is infinite. Prosperity pipeline, activating MSMEs and communities through SY standards. Goal congruence, single goal, optimized performance for everybody within a company of 700,000 people, workforce, single goal. Global positioning for accounting, participant, competitive as a low-cost manufacturing hub. That's what we have been doing for years. This is the biggest area for IT. Licensor, global provider of high-tech governance technology and trust. This is a major one for accountability ecosystem. If IBC Medical OS is being adopted by any state. Outcome, automation, accounting, improving efficiency through existing digital processes. For accountability ecosystem is activation, measurable empowerment of every individual contributor. Nobody is forgotten. Empirical validation via Socratic AI dialogues. The challenge. Following a research publication, global AI leaders were invited to challenge the work, mirroring challenges to Schrodinger and Einstein. That is HICCP of quantum computing. The respondent, Grocon XAI, accepted. The verdict, AI leaders accept that IBCM Ethical OS is the only alternative to unlock 96% of value. 1352 exchanges till Jan 2026. Now it is nearly about 1600. They're all there in X, what we used to call as a Twitter. Everything is available. Everything is quantitative and qualitative elements of management are being discussed. It's a very good brainstorming session. What the challenges that they were asking me, and I could give an answer. So it's an important one. The qualitative and quantitative elements are stress testing. That is a validation. And that is a verdict also. 96% of value is being, there's no other alternative other than IBCM Ethical OS. Methodology being validated. Take a look. My closing remarks. Delhi's destiny is not just industrial. It is civilizational. By adopting quantum SOS governance, we make Delhi the world's first ethical licensor of prosperity. Purity is coherence, and coherence is the quantum key to human governance.